Luke chapter 12, let's begin there in 13 and talk about the parable about the barn. Beginning verse 13. And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me. And he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of greed or covetousness. For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease. Eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasures for himself and is not rich towards God. And he said unto the disciples, Therefore, so this is a continuation of what we just left off of. He said unto the disciples, Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, which you shall eat, neither for the body, which you shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feeds them. How much more are you better than the fowls? And which of you, with taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? If you then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take you thought for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not, and yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothed the grass, which is today, in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not ye what ye shall eat, or what you shall drink, neither be ye of double or doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you have need of these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that you have, and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that fails not, where no thief approaches, neither moth corrupts. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Let's pray. Father, we love you tonight, and we thank you for these passages, Lord, that are so true, what they teach us, what they show us. Lord, we love you and we just ask that you would bless the reading of your word. Lord, may it get into the heart and do your will. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Beginning there in verse 13. Now this is a really, really big crowd that Jesus is talking to. And if you go back up into some other passages, you can see that in chapter 12, the beginning of it, you can see where there is a very, very big crowd that had gathered. And so one of the people in the crowd, a person in the crowd, shouts out. He shouts this certain thing out. And so Christ uses this, and then after that, he brings about a parable. We know what a parable is. We've been going over this for months. We know what it is. And so Christ brings this parable out after this man shouts this thing out to him, this question out to him. He brings the parable out, and then after the parable, unlike a lot of the other ones, after the parable, we see in the scriptures, we see Christ address somebody before the parable and also people after the parable. And as in classic nature, he's going to break this up into two different categories. And so, pretty cool passage of Scripture here, but I do need the help of the Holy Spirit tonight. And so we pray that the Lord would just do His work here in His Word. And it says, "And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me." Now, this is a pretty strong supposition that I'm fixing to make here, that this man was greedy. He was greedy. He wanted an inheritance, and there's a lot of people that would suggest, and I would be one of them, that they're referring to the law out of the book of Deuteronomy where it talks about the oldest getting a double portion. And so here this man is coming and he's speaking to Christ about this double portion. He wants his own inheritance. He wants part of that inheritance because he is greedy. He's greedy. And so he yells out, he shouts out to the master, "Speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me." Everybody follow? He was greedy, greedy, greedy. He wanted more. He couldn't contain himself. He wanted to have more and more. You ever met anybody like that, that is just bent on sucking up everything that they possibly can around them unto themselves because they think that it might bring them some type of security? It's easy to do. We got to be careful and guard ourselves against it. It's very easy to do. Verse 14, Christ tells him his mission. And listen to what he said. And he said unto him, "Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you?" He says, this is not what I came here to do. These are civil matters. This is what I came to do. This is heavenly matters. And what you're talking about is civil matters. I'm not fooling with this. However, he does give a parable to go into this man and to speak directly to this man. Not only that, but he's going to show us the type of heart that this man has. He's going to show us the type of heart this man has. Listen to what it says in 15. So Jesus responds out of everybody and he says, "I'm not a divider over you." He's basically saying, go and take care of that yourself. I'm not in that. And he said unto them, "Take heed. And beware of covetousness. That's always hard to say. Beware of greed. That's what it means. Take heed and beware of greed. For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesses." Christ tells us here very clearly to beware of greed, doesn't he? Point blank, he doesn't beat around the bush. He says, beware of greed. Why? Because a man's life does not consist because of the possessions he has. Beware of greed. Jesus tells us this. You cannot add to your life one extra hour by hoarding things up unto yourself. People think that they can. They really know better, but it gives them a false sense of security. And so Jesus comes here and he says, beware of greed. It's an ugly little monster that raises up inside of us. And I'll tell you something. It comes to people that are rich, and it comes to people that are poor. Matter of fact, Jesus is speaking to both categories right here. He's speaking to the wealthy and he's speaking to the ones that don't have anything. Some people say, well, the poor, if a person's poor, they're not greedy, they're poor. No, that's not true. People that are poor can be just as greedy as people that are rich. And so Jesus comes and he warns us here. And he tells us, don't do that. You cannot add one extra hour to your life by hoarding things up to yourself. It's a false sense of security. And to top it all off, it all comes from me anyways, that you're not even acknowledging. Don't do it. So he gives them the parable. In 16 he says, and he spake a parable unto them saying. Now this is a fictitious parable. It didn't really happen. Now, I do know men that have done this very thing. I do know men that have tore down, or not necessarily tore down, but added to their barns, and added to, and added to, and added to, and added to. Now, there's nothing wrong with prosperity, but when we begin to use prosperity as a way of security instead of focusing on the Lord, then that is a problem. Big problem. And so for somebody to add to is not a problem here. And I'm going to go over that here in just a minute. But listen to what it says in verse 16. Here is the parable. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. Now the man was rich. But what brought forth plentifully? Did the rich man bring it forth, or did the ground? The ground did. That's right. Who made the ground bring it forth? The Lord did. And so we got to understand that when it comes to the things that we have, that the Lord reigns on the just and on the unjust. People say, I've heard this preached a lot, that verse is not a blessing, but rain is in fact a blessing. It is. When you get rain in the desert, it is a blessing. And so for him to rain on the just and on the unjust, it is a beautiful thing. So here in the text, when we see that the ground brought forth plentifully, it wasn't because the man was rich, but it was because God blessed that ground. Regardless if he was righteous or if he was not. And that's one thing I love about our Lord. That's one thing I love about him. We may mess up, but he still provides, doesn't he? I mean, if it was contingent on you being good enough so he would give to you, then we would have done with that a long time ago. But the Lord always, always provides for us. And he even provides for the ones that don't love him. Because he's a good God, and he loves his nature, and he loves his creation. And so he provides for that. But there are still people that are wicked and don't love him. Listen to what it says. Verse 16 through 19. So he spake a parable and said unto them, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. So we see that it's the ground that brought it forth. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Let's look at the type of heart that the man in verse 13 would have had. Because remember, Jesus is bringing this parable out right after this man asks him about the inheritance. So let's check out this fictitious man in this parable. Listen to what he says. If you have a pen, I want you to underline some things, circle some things, and mark on your Bible for just a minute. Listen to what this says in beginning in 17. It says, he thought within himself. He thought within himself. That is the first mistake that he made. He thought within himself. Instead of turning to the Lord, he turns to his own heart, he turns to his own ways, he turns to his own strength, and he says, self, what can I do next? He thought to himself. And it just gets worse after that. In verse 17, it says, what I shall do. Then he says in 17, because I have no room. So it says within one verse, himself, I, and then he says, my fruits. As if he actually owned those fruits. The ground brought them forth. The Lord provided. But this man has yet to acknowledge that a source higher than himself has given him this. And this is the problem. Herein lies the problem, whether rich or poor. We have to acknowledge when the Lord does something for us. You know what? My freezers are full right now. I can't take another piece of meat down. You say, well, you're storing up. I got kids. And every pack of meat and every vegetable that we take out of there, I thank the Lord for. He has given us and he provides and he provides and he provides and he provides. And I give him praise, honor, and glory for it. Now, do I mess up and forget some of those things and fall back to this self-preservation? Matthew do it himself sometimes? Absolutely. This is why he tells us, beware. Guard yourself against greed. It'll come and it'll bite you in the rear end. Listen to me, verse 18. And then he says this will I do. My barns. He says, And then at the end of it, he says, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. He is yet to acknowledge the Lord in anything. Verse 19. I will say to my soul. This kind of sounds a little bit like Satan. When he said that what he would do and the Lord cast him out of heaven. He said that he would be higher than the Most High. The Lord cast him out. This man here is speaking about what he himself could do. I will say to my soul, thou hast much goods laid up. Take thine ease. Eat, drink, and be merry. Verse 20 and 21. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? The Lord calls this person a fool. And he says, soul, your soul is going to be required of you. Everything that you have gained, everything that you have earned, everything that you have bottled up, and everything that you have put back for yourself so you could eat, drink, and be merry, tonight it's going to be dispersed and you won't even know where it goes to. I have yet to find a person at an estate sale come back from the grave and say, no, you can't buy that. Yes or no? We can't take it with us. So we might as well start honoring God with it. We can freely give it or he can freely take it. All right, so he didn't honor the Lord with the things, this increase. He laid up treasures on earth for himself and did not even consider where his substance came from in the first place. He did not honor God with his treasures, but rather honored himself as a self-made man. You ever know any women or men that are self-made? Pull up by their bootstrap, self-made in the USA. Stick the chest out. You know what I'm talking about. That's pride. And I'm going to tell you what. There's a fall going to come with that person. You watch and see. This is talking about someone who thinks that they can be happy and thinks that they can be content and live a life at ease if they just have more. If I just have more. If I just have one more piece of property. If I just have one more tool. I'll have all of them. One more $100 bill. If I work one more year, then I can be at ease. This is a grievous, grievous lie that the world tells us. And you see it on every street corner. You see this. It is out there for people to see. If we just obtain more and more and build a fence around ourselves, then we'll be okay. Satan even tempted Christ with the kingdoms that was around, did he not? He took him up onto a high place. So not only do we have it coming from the world, but we have it coming from Satan, and we also have it coming from our own self. Our flesh says what? Get more. Forget about the Lord and get more. We need to be rich toward God. We need to store up treasures in heaven, like giving to the poor when confronted with it. We need to be able to be obedient to the Lord when those opportunities present themselves, instead of storing up for our own kingdom. We need to have our hearts set on the kingdom of God and not the kingdom of Matthew. How many churches have you seen built up and they build five different buildings around them? Gymnasiums, fields, and all of these different things, and they build these huge castles and these huge monstrosities of buildings in the name of reaching people, when the whole time what it's doing is they just don't want the money to leave their own self. We have to consider other people. We have to look at other people. We have to look at the needs of others. And when that is confronted to us and in front of us, we must be able to be obedient to the Lord and give to that person. You can't do that with a closed fist, like the man that wanted the inheritance. We need to honor God with the first fruits of our increase. We need to give out when we are given to, or when we receive, and give when we see need. And especially when the Holy Spirit lays it upon our hearts to do something like giving to the poor, we better do it. We better do it. We must remember it is God alone who sustains life. Whatever lot that you have, or whatever little that you have, He has placed you over that as a good steward to give. To take care of yourself, obviously, and also to give. So this foolish farmer was not rich towards God because he didn't honor God with the things that were given to him by God. So he was foolish. And the scripture teaches us, says that tonight your soul will be required of you. And then we move on to 22, and I'm not going to read all of this, but I'm going to show you tonight that it's just as bad with the poor as it is with the rich. Because who's the very people that he turns to next?
His disciples.
His disciples had given up everything. Listen to what it says at the beginning of verse 22. And he said unto his disciples, therefore, and we know that word therefore, it is going to connect 13 through 21 to this passage of scripture, what he's about to say pertaining to the parable. So he says, therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, neither for the body, what you shall put on. Christ now turns his attention to the ones, his disciples, who had literally left everything. They gave up all to follow him. And he looks to them, and he even tells them, be careful. Be careful not to be greedy. Be careful. You don't have that much. Don't be tempted by being greedy. Listen to what he says. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life what you shall eat, neither for the body what you shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feeds them. How much more are you better than the fowls? He turns to his disciples and he warns them about worrying over how they shall live. So we have one man that worries about how he's going to spend his money, and the other man who worries about how he's going to get his money in the first place. So you have the rich and you have the poor. And it goes on and it goes on and it goes on. Well, in both situations, those people can become greedy. They can become worrisome, and they can take their eyes off the Lord and not honor Him with what they have. Plain and simple. And if not careful, the poor man can be just as greedy as the rich man can be. So it applies to both. So what's the point? What's the point of the passage? What's the point of the parable? What is he telling the man that wanted the inheritance? And what is he telling his poor disciples? Because he's addressing the man that wanted the inheritance, but he's also addressing his disciples and also those that were there with him. This is it right here. Honor God with any increase you obtain, understanding that it's God who gives it, whether a little or a lot. I'm not talking about going against retirement. I'm not talking about doing things like that. There are people that retire, and I know many of them, that still honor the Lord even in their retirement. We're not talking about that. We're talking about honoring the Lord, whether we have a little or whether we have a lot, and watching ourselves against greed. Jesus is very clear on this. Take heed and beware of greed, for a man's life consists not of the abundance of the things which he possesses. The second thing I see about this parable is seek the Lord first and his righteousness. We see that in verse 31. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. So we are to look to him first. This is pretty easy, pretty simple. But it's hard in practice. It's not easy. It is to understand it, but not to practice it. And if we do this, if we seek him first and his righteousness, his kingdom, then those needs will be met. We give him praise, honor, and glory for that. And third and finally, this is what I see from this parable, this passage. And store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, keeping your mind fixed on the approaching glory of the Lord and his kingdom. What does that look like? We talked about it just a moment ago. Doing his work. Yes, we all have jobs to do. Yes, we all have things to do. But understanding it is him. It is he who sustains us and gives us all that we have. And so we need to honor him with those things. Instead of storing up treasures here, we need to be pointing them all towards glory. Let's pray. Father, we love you tonight. We thank you for your word and just the warning.